Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A car bomb targeting a police bus in Istanbul killed 11 people, including 7 officers, and wounded 36 others during the morning rush hour Tuesday. Multiple ambulances were sent to the scene in the central historic district of Vizenisar near Istanbul University and Bayezid Square, a popular tourist destination. After visiting the wounded being treated in Haseki Hospital, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey's fight against terrorists will continue to the end. The blast, which occurred on the second day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, is the latest of several attacks in Istanbul and Ankara this year. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Washington and Beijing will enforce sanctions against North Korea for its recent nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. But China and the U.S. apparently remain at an impasse over China's territorial claims in the South China Sea. Here's Secretary Kerry.
I reiterated America's fundamental support for negotiations and a peaceful resolution based on the rule of law, as well as, obviously, our concern about any unilateral steps by any party, whichever claimant, to alter the status quo.
China, which is the North's main ally and benefactor, supported the tougher sanctions against the North. Tensions are growing in the region over China's aggressive buildup of military installations on unoccupied islands and reefs in the South China Sea, many of which are also claimed by other countries in Southeast Asia. This is VOA News. A big climate announcement could come this week in Washington. Experts are watching to see if Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi commits to ratifying the Paris Climate Agreement before the end of the year. If India ratifies the deal, that would put it on the brink of going into force well ahead of the original 2020 target. Advocates say it would be a strong signal that developing countries are serious about fighting climate change. But critics note that India has committed to very little under the Paris Agreement. Modi is on a state visit to the United States, including a special address to a joint meeting of Congress and his 7th meeting with President Obama. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is making history as the first woman to be the presumed nominee for president of one of the country's 2 major political parties. She will not be formally named the Democratic Party candidate until its convention next month in Philadelphia, but she's clinched the majority 2,383 delegates needed to defeat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Meanwhile, Sanders vowed to carry his fight for the nomination until the very end.
And if there is a large voter turnout, if working people and young people come out in big numbers to demand a government that represents all of us and not just the 1%, we're going to win big tomorrow.
A Sanders spokesman said Clinton can only claim a majority if one counts the hundreds of so-called superdelegates who are now backing Clinton but are free to change their minds before the convention. Poland and more than 20 NATO member states begin a large-scale military training exercise Tuesday as part of efforts to reassure Central and Eastern European countries concerned by Russia's actions in nearby Ukraine. The Kremlin formally denounced the exercises early Tuesday, saying they do not contribute to an atmosphere of trust and security on the continent. Tensions between Russia and the West are higher than they have been since the end of the Cold War. Though Russia opposes NATO expansion into former Soviet states, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has assured that the Cold War is history and we want it to stay that way. A Hindu priest was killed Monday in what police fear is the latest of a string of attacks against Hindus in the Muslim-majority nation of Bangladesh. 70-year-old Hindu priest Ananda Gopal Ganguly was found dead near his home in the village of Noldanga hours after he went missing, reportedly while on his way to morning prayers. Over 40 people have been killed in similar attacks over the past 3 years, and the violence has escalated over the past few months. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.